I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS, here with Will Warner, a Pella High School graduate, a member of the 2014 and 15 Pella Dutch State Champions. Last year, an All-American defensive back with Drake. First of all, what has your senior campaign been like so far as you head in and your football career kind of goes on the other side and you wind down your time? What has your senior year been like so far?
Pretty good. Kind of a new team, obviously. We graduated some stud players. I mean, Nathan Clayburgh, also another Pella grad, graduated. So we lost some key players there, but bouncing right back in. We kind of just got into conference play, which, again, we have a pretty tough schedule non-conference-wise. I mean, we play South Dakota State, which they're always a great team in the SCS. And that always matters, but obviously the conference play is what truly matters. So we had a really great start now. We're 2-0, heading up to Butler this weekend. The team's just really clicking well. We're looking great. It's been really fun kind of bouncing back.
Well, and for those who don't know, your junior campaign was filled with a lot of success for you as an individual and as a team. You, I believe, finished the season leading in interceptions and then, of course, were named an All-American. How special was that year and the defense that was around you? Because you mentioned players like Nathan Clayburgh. You guys seem to have a lot of success, and you in particular.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of the defense helped so much just with my success. I mean, my job kind of seemed a little easy at times, just kind of staying over the middle and letting the defensive line and linebackers kind of rush underneath while everybody else kind of covers the guys. And then I'm just kind of reading the quarterback and reading the receivers and just trying to make a play on the ball and just do what I can to help the team out. So it was fun, got my opportunities, took advantage of them. Hopefully kind of get some more of those this year. But, yeah, it was definitely a fun year just as a team that we were just playing so well. I mean, we were clicking at all positions. The biggest thing that we had was just trusting each other that everybody was going to do their job, and that's really what kind of pushed us over the top and kind of made us a stellar defense like we were.
Well, and I know that knowing you and knowing so many of the Pella players over the years, humility is always a big trait. But what was it like for you to be named an All-American? Obviously, you were an All-State player here, but what was it like when you found out that you were an All-American player and that you had that kind of level of a season and that you were recognized at that level?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great just to be recognized. Obviously, it'd be cool if it was just kind of a team recognition thing just because it was a team effort, but it was awesome kind of being able to be on that stage, be with some other great players, and just kind of be on kind of that first team and whatnot. So that was great. It was funny, kind of, I think it was right after the Marist game. That was kind of my best game where I ended up with 3 picks that game. It was actually the FCS stats player of the week for defense and whatnot. So after that game, everybody realized that I was probably going to be up there. So it was just great to kind of celebrate with my teammates and whatnot, just kind of be recognized for that.
Well, and let's take a little bit of a step back. Obviously, it's been a few years since you've been here at Pella. When you talk about the Drake football program and all the things you've been a part of and all the things you've been a part on campus, how do you think you've grown and changed during your time up in Des Moines? And what are some of the things that maybe, you know, you were able to develop and grow from the time you graduated at Pella High School to now as you approach your own college graduation?
Yeah, I mean, Pella obviously was a great program. We had some great teams when we came along. So we definitely knew how to win. That's kind of what the grades, my grade, the grade above us, grade below us, what we kind of figured out that we just knew, no matter what it took, we knew how to win, making plays for the team. And we also knew that we weren't winning for ourselves, obviously. We were winning for a team effort. And so that's something that I obviously carried along here at Drake, try to just continue that mindset. But also just, I mean, the college game is a lot faster than high school game, so it took a little bit to kind of getting used to. There's a lot more technique and little details you need to focus on in the college game, because that's kind of what makes or breaks big plays and whatnot, just the little details. And kind of, I mean, quarterbacks, they'll give you 2 reads here and there. They'll know how to pump fake and kind of throw you off. So it's just the little details just coming from the high school game to the college game, but also just knowing how to go out and win a game and how to go out and just make plays. That's kind of the biggest thing that I've carried along.
And so as you think about where your senior season is, obviously you have a lot of the conference season coming up. What are the goals and things that you would like to accomplish over the next few weeks as you try to compete for a conference championship and try to play, as you mentioned, and as you've said, really good football here down the stretch?
Yeah, I mean, that's the end goal, just conference championship. We've been close over the last few years, but we just haven't gotten over that hump, and that is the goal for everybody on this team. And defensively, like another thing that we just have to do is just trust in our offense. Our offense has to trust in us. We trust in the special teams that everybody's just going to do their job. You can't be, you know, especially now since we back in high school, we could kind of play both ways, do special teams as well, where it was all kind of the same guys a little bit, but now you really got to trust those other guys to do their job and make sure we're picking them up. If they're down, then they're picking us up. If we're down, and we just got to make sure we're doing our job. And that's just the mindset that our defense has, is that no matter what, we're going to do our job. We're going to play our game. And if they don't score points, we're not going to lose the game. So
we're here with Will Warner, a Pella High School graduate, a two-time state champion with the Dutch, a Drake University senior defensive back. Let's go ahead and kind of take a step back. And as you may have heard, head coach Jay McKinstry got to 200 wins earlier this year. You know, what did Jay and this coaching staff mean to you during your time at Pella? And what does it mean to see them continue to go out and continue to have success?
Oh, I mean, they meant everything, especially Coach McKinstry. I mean, he still texts us, a big group of us who were in his accounting class. Just some funny things. He always loved the Do You Remember song, the 21st of September. Always loved that song, so he was always texting us up about that, always checking in with us. But, I mean, the biggest thing with them is that they really showed trust in us. I mean, there was multiple times in high school where either on offense where they'd be pulling us aside, Noah as the quarterback and some of us as receivers, and just asking us what we're seeing here, and just knowing that we have that trust there, that he can ask us that, we can tell him what we're seeing, and we can kind of call a play for that. Or even on the defensive side of the ball, I mean, we had great coaches with Coach Anderson back in the day, Coach Ballard, just again as a defensive back, just letting us know what they're seeing, what we need to do better, what we can switch up as a defense. So just always that kind of trust between the coaches and the players, that we can talk about things when we're off the field and kind of switch it up with what we're both seeing.
Well, and you think about your 2015 and 14 contemporaries, I had a chance to talk to Garrett Jansen. As you mentioned, Noah Clayberg's on that same team. Quentin Murphy still playing football. There's a lot of your teammates, Austin Schulte, that are still playing football. How exciting is that for you to know that there's still a lot of guys who are contributing at the collegiate level, knowing that it's now been 4 years since you guys won that state second the second state championship together, and then five since the first?
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's just, it really shows just the kind of guys that we had on that team, and the reason that we were able to be so successful is just because we had so many stellar players. I mean, Garrett's been doing great. Noah's obviously a stud. Schulte and Quentin, they're just both ballers. So it's been great just to kind of see them be successful in the collegiate level, and then also just kind of get back with them and remember the good old days back in high school.
That's Will Warner, a Pella High School graduate, two-time state champion here, and All-American defensive back for Drake. Will, we really appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up to you if you're ever around here in Pella, and obviously all the best to you the rest of your season.
Thank you so much. Go Dawgs.